AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH two-sitter time is 7:51, fourth Thursday of each month. We speak with State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well, and good morning to all your listeners.
And before we get to our legislative update, tell us about your seeking the Republican nomination for state treasurer and why you're doing it.
Oh, thank you so much, Tony, for asking that. Yes, yesterday I announced my candidacy for Connecticut state treasurer. I think that's a role which really needs there's an opportunity to make a big difference. The treasurer manages both our debt and our pension assets and many other programs as well. And I have the unique background of in investing as well as finance to be able to bring a lot to the table to make impact for public good.
All right. It's an office that's been held for many, many years by Democrats. How can you break through as a Republican?
Well, there are two things. One is if you look at the role, there is a lot to be done. And in terms of whether someone with my background and a Republican can win it, I think people are asking for a change. We're seeing it all around the country. And I think as I spoke to explored for this role and I spoke to residents and leaders around the state, I felt that there was an overwhelming response and encouragement to run. And I believe this is time for change, and I will be I will win this race and be your next treasurer.
And what needs to be done then to change things? What would if you know day one or week one or whatever, if elected as state treasurer, would you do?
You know, it is there are two major changes which need to be brought in. Number one is effective management of our investment program or our pension assets. We have $45 billion in pension assets. And over the last 4 years, you know, we have returned maybe 7.5-8% on an average. And you would say, oh, that's great because 7% is our bogey. But at the same time, the S&P market or the equity markets returned 15%. And a passive index of stocks and bonds returned 13%. So if you had really passively invested these dollars, you would have made $5 billion more. And during this period of time, we spent $1 billion, nearly a billion, maybe three-quarters of a billion to a billion in fees. So really we're spending too much in fees, picking managers and giving money to people who are charging a lot of fees but not performing. That needs to change in favor of investing in an effective manner. And the real reason we have underperformed is because we have been underweight America. We've been underweight the U.S. markets, U.S. equities, U.S. bonds, and, you know, betting against America never works.
Okay, so with running for this office, you'll not be running for state representative in the fall? I don't know if you're allowed to run for both, but what's the case?
No. Yeah, you're right in saying that this will be, I would be serving my second term through the end of this year. And at that time, I will focus on the new office. So yes, I will not be running for state rep at the end of this year.
All right, let's talk about legislative issues. Of course, the big one was the emergency bill that was passed yesterday. It included a free bus fare for a couple of months, as well as the second sales tax holiday. But the big one for people is the gas tax suspension. Tell us about the process there, the vote, and where you stand on this.
Yes. So yesterday we passed a law in the House to suspend 25 cents in gas tax for this quarter, for starting 1st of April all the way to 30th of June. It's a $90 million tax cut to the consumers of Connecticut. And in addition, there's also a six-day holiday, tax holiday in April, and free bus rides for this period of time as well. You know, I am supportive, and I think it's a really good way to return money back to our citizens. I do think it's a little bit, as I would say, something too little, too slow, because over the last 4 years, we haven't just raising taxes on dry cleaning. And last year, if you know, there was a huge discussion on an additional gas tax called TCI, which we fought very hard against. And so many are saying, well, is this an election gimmick? Well, I will take it. I think it is. But at the same time, for the benefit of my constituents, I will take it. I think it's too little. I think we are taxing our consumers too much. You know, the energy prices are a real crisis right now. And not just oil, which is a crisis as well. Heating oil is a crisis. Natural gas is in a crisis. It's getting very expensive. And so is power. And this is all because of local decisions we have made at the state level, which are really putting our customers, our consumers, our residents in a really bad spot in this energy situation. We're going to try to do a lot. As a member of the Energy Committee, I proposed a bill to investigate or research every single way to reduce power prices. And for the first time, I think they see the merit of it, and they're going to consider it, and it's going to be debated on the floor of the Assembly. But it's just a study. But at least some steps better than nothing.
All right. Now, the big thing that, I mean, to me, and I'm sure to a lot of people, is, okay, so let's, the average gas price now in Connecticut is $4.32. So you cut it by 25. The math tells you we're going to pay $4.07 at the pump on average. But how do you get that to actually come down to the consumer?
No, I think the way the bill is written is that that 25 cent will be reflected, because there are huge penalties if that 25 cents of tax, if they charge, if they increase margins, so as to say. But, you know, in the end, we have a energy policy which is really, you know, the global changes or the global issues and certain investments which we have not made in conventional energy are going to lead to higher prices, period. Yes, 25 cents is good, and I'm supportive, because it is, something is better than nothing. But really, that's not the answer. The government is not the answer to this problem. The government is the answer to this problem by encouraging private sector to build the right assets and to build the right sources of energy. And in Connecticut, we are doing a really bad job, especially where we have the opportunity, especially in natural gas, to build pipes at a very small cost. We're just going against them because of ideas that we're going to be able to move to solar and wind in a matter of days and months and years. It's going to take 5 to 10 to 20 years. And during that time, we need natural gas and we need oil. And if we don't, and if we basically have this idealistic idea thoughts that we're going to change everything tomorrow, what we're going to do is we're going to make our consumers pay a lot more in the next decade or two. And that's not a good idea. So to your point, yes, that 25 cents, I'm not worried that the retailer is going to be holding it as profit. He's going to pass it on. But the real worry is that 25 cents is 25 cents when prices could move up another dollar.
All right, State Representative Harry Rohr of Greenwich, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
Now, I always appreciate being on your show, and thank you.